Erevin, Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis. This Mishnah continues the discussion of what the halacha is with respect to a chatzer and mavoi. As we already saw, if two Jews or more are living in a chatzer, then in order to allow for carrying in the chatzer, those Jews have to make an Erev, and if two Jews or more are living in a Mavoi, then to allow for carrying you need to make Shitufei Muvaos, Gzeira Atu Hotza, lest you come to carry to a Rishus HaRabim. Moreover, the halacha is that when there is a non-Jew living in a Chatzer, in addition to the Jews, according to the Tanakama, a Remeir in the previous Mishnah, one Jew, and according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who we paskin like, if there are two Jews living in a chatzer with one or more non-Jews, then, in order to allow for carrying in the chatzer, you need to do schiras rishos, you need to rent the non-Jews' rights to the chatzer so as to allow the Jews to carry in the chatzer. Meaning to say that we don't allow a non-Jew to participate in an Erev, we need to do Schiras Rishos. To understand our Mishnah, we have to introduce another topic, another type of way of permitting carrying in a Chatzer, and that is called Bittul Rishos, or nullification of Rishos. Bittul Rishos is only relevant for Jews, not for non-Jews, and it is in a case where an Erev was not made. If an Erev was made, so then all of the residents of the Chatzer are as though they're living in one of the houses in the Chatzer. We imagine then that it's as though there's only one resident to the Chatzer, and since there aren't two residents, but only one, so carrying in the Chatzer is permissible. When we do Bittul Rishus, we do a similar thing. However, Bittul Rishus can even be done on Shabbos. Meaning to say, when it comes to an Erev must be created before Shabbos. If the Erev was not created before Shabbos, it cannot be created on Shabbos, and thus it would be prohibited to carry within the Chatzer. Bittul Rishus, in which one nullifies their rights to the Chatzer, namely, the person who forgot to contribute to the Erev nullifies his rights to the Chatzer, thereby causing his residence in the Chatzer not to cause a restriction upon the entire Chatzer, and that could be done on Shabbos as well. And that will be discussed in these two Mishnayos. One more introduction. When someone denies the validity of Erevin in general, like a tzeduki, then they may not participate in an Erev. Our Mishnah discusses what's the halacha when there's a tzeduki, someone who denies the Torah Shebaal Peh and the rabbinic authority and thereby denying the validity of Erevin, what should and can one do if they have a tzeduki living in their chatzer? Amar Rav Gamliel, Maisa b'tzeduki achad shahayadar imanu b'mavoi b'yushalayim. There is a story about a tzeduki who lived with us in our mavoi, in our alley, in Yerushalayim. What does this story have to do with the previously discussed Mishnah? The Gemara is bothered by this question because it's not a continuation, and the Gemara answers that we have to add a statement to our Mishnah, Chisurei Mechzura. Really, what our Mishnah should say is as follows. Tzeduki harehu kenachri. According to the Tanakhama, a tzeduki is treated like a non-Jew, meaning to say he could do schires rishos, but not bittul rishos and not erev. And therefore, a tzeduki, because of his denial of the validity of Erevin and rabbinic authority, has the full status of a non-Jew with respect to Hilchos Erevin. However, Rabban Gamliel disagrees, and he says Tzeduki is eino kenachri, is not like a non-Jew. And to prove this point, The Mishnah then follows, cites the following story. Amar Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel said, "Ma'ase b'tzeduki achad shayadari manu b'Yerushalayim." There's a story about a tzeduki who dwelled with us in our mavui in Yerushalayim. The Amar Lanu Abba, and our father, my father, told us. The father of Rabbi Gamliel was Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. This was Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel number one. And his son, the author of our Mishnah, is Rabbi Gamliel number two. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel number one was the great-grandson of Hillel. So Rabbi Gamliel in our Mishnah was the great-great-grandson of Hillel. So my father, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, told me, "Maharu v'hotziu es kol hakelim l'mavoi," quickly take out all the vessels into the mavoi, "ad shelo yotzi v'yasar aleichem," until this tzeduki comes and prohibits them upon you. What does this mean? This means the following. All the Jews in that mavoi presumably participated in the Erev and the Shitufei Muvaos. The tzeduki did not. And therefore, the tzeduki would cause a prohibition of carrying within the mavoi. However, the tzeduki did some sort of bitul rishus, in which case he nullified his authority, his rights to the mavoi. And therefore, as long as he did a bitul rishus, it was permissible for the Jews to carry in the mavoi. However, they were afraid that this tzeduki would change his mind, that he would go ahead, and after having agreed to be mevatel reshuso, he would change his mind, thereby causing it to be prohibited to carry within a mavoi. So what did Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel suggest? He suggested making some type of kinyan, namely, by moving your kalim into the mavoi, you did a kinyan, and you caused the bitul reshus of the tzeduki to be permanent, and therefore he would be unable to carry into, he would be unable to retract from his bitul rishus, and you'd be allowed to carry for the rest of Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Belashon Acher. Rabbi Yehuda has a different version of this story. Maharu v'asu tzrachechem b'mavoi ad shelo yotzi v'yasar aleichem. There's actually two interpretations in the Gemara about what Rabbi Yehuda meant. One of them is the following. Go ahead and quickly do whatever you need to do in the mavoi, because a kinyan is impossible, and therefore, since it's likely that the tzeduki was going to retract, memela, at that point, there would be nothing you could do. You wouldn't be able to carry in the chatzer or mavoi anymore. And therefore, quickly get what you need to do out of the way so that you'll be able to carry in the chatzer and mavoi. Mishnah Gimel. Anche chatzer sheshachachachan mehen velo irev. If the dwellers of a chatzer, one of them forgets to make an erev, so we know then that you can't carry in the entire chatzer. So what should you do? You should do bitul rishus. Bitul rishus can be done in one of two ways. Either the person who forgot to contribute to the Eruv could be mevatel his rishus in the chatzer, or all of the people who did make the Eruv could be mevatel their rishus in the chatzer. The result, either way, is the same in the sense that after the bitul rishus, it's as though there's only one person living in the chatzer, and therefore carrying in the chatzer is not restricted. However, the Mishnah says that there's a practical difference. If the one person who forgot to contribute to the Erev does bitul rishus, so then what's the halacha? Beiso asur milahachnis umilahotzi lo vilahem, that he who did the bitul rishus may not carry from his house into the chatzer. Moreover, they, those who did the Erev, may not carry from the house of the mevatel into the chatzer, because he has relinquished his chelek in the chatzer. It's as though he's not part of the chatzer. However, b'shelahem, the those who did contribute to the Erev, mutarim lo vilahem. They may carry from their houses into Chatzer. Moreover, the person who is mevatel may also carry from the houses of those who participated in the Erev into the Chatzer. This is because we see him as a guest of those who made the Erev. And therefore, he may carry from their houses into the Chatzer, just not from his house into the Chatzer. That's all if the one person was mevatel rishos. What about if the many were mevatel rishos, namely those who participated in the Erev were all mevatel their rishos in the Chatzer to the person who did not participate in the Erev? Nasnu lo rishusan, if they, namely those who participated in the Erev, gave lo, namely the person who did not participate in the Erev, rishusan, their authority to the Chatzer, so then hu mutar vehein asurin, he may carry from his house into the Chatzer, but they may not carry from their houses into the Chatzer. They also may not carry from his house into the Chatzer, because one person can be the guest of many, but many will not be the guest of one, generally. Hayushnayim, let's say two people forgot to participate in the Erev. Osrin Zalzah, those two create a restriction upon each other. She'echad nosein rishos v'notal rishos. Shnayim nosnin rishos ve'notlin rishos. If two people forgot to participate in the Erev, then each one of them would create a restriction upon each other, and therefore you would not have the option of those who participated in the Erev being mevatel their rishos to the two of them, because even if you were to do so, there would still be two of them, and they create an iser on each other. So therefore, the only option is that the two of them be mevatel their rishus to everybody else in the Chatzer, which would allow for carrying.